You're listening to SBS News.
Susan Wargo from Sydney is working for the United Nations World Food Programme in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. The mass exodus of Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar, which began in August 2017, has turned Cox's Bazar into the world's largest refugee settlement, with an estimated 850,000 people there right now. Ms. Wargo has been there since March this year and says that humanitarian support is vital, regardless of whether they're responding to a natural or man-made disaster.
There's a real need for people to come in and provide support, and I'm particularly motivated to do that in a capacity where we're empowering those vulnerable communities to be able to prioritize their own needs as well, which is why I'm really interested in cash interventions, which gives people more ownership to be able to prioritize their own needs and identify what is most important for them and their family as they recover.
A large component of Ms. Wargo's role is to help provide food assistance to Rohingya refugees and helping change that from a food distribution system to a voucher purchasing system. Currently, 400,000 refugees are using the voucher system, and the aim is to reach 650,000 people by the end of the year. Ms. Wargo has worked in Serbia, Malawi and Fiji, experiences which she says have given her a real sense of perspective.
Sometimes you just have to find the small wins because you can't fix everything. That can be quite challenging when you're trying to create big change really quickly or you're trying to provide assistance. Sometimes it's just, you have to do the best that you can do. And sometimes, that means that you kind of have to compromise on things or things don't get done in perhaps the exact way that you had planned or you had anticipated. But given the constraints and the circumstances that you're in, sometimes you just have to work around that and you have to be flexible. But that can also be, equally frustrating.
Camilla Bache, a civil engineer from Melbourne, has worked in Bangladesh with the UNHCR. She was helping redesign a water reservoir to ensure refugees within the settlement had sufficient access to water during the dry season.
These were sludge ponds that were next to houses. So you'd see all of like the, everyone would empty out their latrines and dump it, 20, 30 metres from a house. So that's what we were actually trying to clean up. But to see that and see kids playing around and it's, pouring rain at the same time, it's not great. And also just more of like on the emotional side of it, just I did a few focus groups with some men and women and kids while I was there and designing this water storage and speaking with them and just hearing their stories from back home and how they ended up being in the camp was pretty horrifying.
Petra Letta from Perth has recently returned from a 12-month deployment in the Pacific, where she was based in Fiji for the International Planned Parenthood Foundation. While there, she designed a training package for frontline health workers to help them meet the needs of women and girls who experience gender-based violence during times of disaster.
I think there is a limited knowledge of what sexual and gender-based violence is and that it is a violation of human rights. There is a deep concern for the welfare of their community and there is a deep desire to help their community and make sure that people are safe.
Carly Learson is from Orange in the New South Wales Central West. She worked in Liberia during the Ebola crisis and says her favourite memory is helping a Liberian man who wanted to put on a Christmas party for children who had lost their parents to Ebola.
We managed to put on six different parties for 12,000 children across Liberia for Christmas. And that was purely because he wanted the kids to have something fun and he wanted the kids to feel like Christmas is a time when you're supposed to be happy and these kids have lost their parents and he just wanted to do something nice for them. So it was really nice to be able to help him out with that.
All four women encourage anyone who might be interested to become involved with humanitarian work. As Susan Wargo says, there are important lessons that can be learned.
It teaches you about learning about what's most important to you and what's not so important. So you start to learn not to sweat the small stuff. I think that a lot of people, that people would, can gain a lot from working in humanitarian interventions.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.